What's good, everyone? Welcome back to Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Man, we're here. We are back with another one. I'm your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today we got another good one because joining me today is my brother, my linebacker and current linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals, Owen Papo. OP, what's good, bro?
My dog, man. I appreciate you having me, man.
Yes, sir. And thank you for coming on, bro, making the time, man, for sure. We're going to jump right into it, man. So obviously, you know, coming up out of high school, you know, heavily recruited, right?
Yeah.
Could have went anywhere you wanted to. A lot of different schools were after you. So kind of just walk me through what led you to landing at Auburn.
Yeah, man. You know, I was blessed and fortunate enough to have my recruitment start for me as early as eighth grade. So, man, I was literally, bro, in middle school, we would go sometimes after school on the weekend and shoot out to the Plains, you know what I'm saying, go through the visit and all that. So at the time, you know, T. Will, he was a GA there, you know, so I was building a relationship with all with him, you know, since back then. And I believe Lance Thomas, I believe his name was the linebacker coach. But, man, I had a meeting with him and Muschamp. They, you know, they gave me the offer. And, you know, since then, it was kind of just love with Auburn, you know, from day one. So just going through our high school, hearing everybody else's recruiting pitches and all that, man, Auburn just stood out to me, you know, the family environment and all that. So, man, it was an easy decision for me.
Yeah, no, you just brought back a lot of memories hearing about Coach Lance Thompson and like that was a linebacker coach when I was getting recruited too, and so you just a lot of memories come back for sure. But let's really get into it though, because we know about NIL, right? And it's but we also know, you know, that NIL has also been an under the table kind of thing, unspoken throughout college history, right? You know, without naming any schools or any coaches by name. Were there any schools that kind of tried to, you know, maybe convince you or pry you away from Auburn?
I get this question all the time. I never got any crazy money thrown at me. The closest thing to it, bro, I had a coach. I ain't never told anybody this story. I had a coach pay for the car that I was going to drive to prom. But, like, I got a speeding ticket the week before prom, so I had to use all that bread to pay out the ticket. So, yeah, that's the closest thing I had to it. I was hot, but I ain't never had no crazy bread, bro.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I'm glad you ain't never tell nobody that story. All right, so continuing on with Auburn, though, man. Obviously, coming in with high expectations, right?
Right.
Coming in, you're a freshman, trying to fight for early playing time. Kind of just walk me through your mindset coming in as a highly touted recruit with high expectations.
Yeah, man. I remember one of the first meetings we had with Coach Steele, bro. He picked up that trash can. He said, I want all y'all. He told all the freshmen, throw y'all stars in here. So it kind of just gave me that mindset of, you know what, bro, we starting from ground zero. So I didn't really allow any pressure to be built on me. Like, yeah, I knew I was a highly, you know, recruited guy coming in, this, that, and the third. But I knew, you know, I still had to just trust the process, just trust the coaching. You know what I mean? I was up there meeting with T-Will every day trying to, we going through Rainbow Six and all that. I know you remember, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, man, for me, it was really just taking it day by day, competing with y'all boys. Because, man, you, Zacoby, KJ, you know what I'm saying? All y'all making me better, bro. I know I had some good brothers in the room, you know what I mean? So for me, it was just, like I said, just taking it day by day and letting the results, you know, show themselves.
Yeah, for sure. No, and I can elaborate on that too, for sure, just about your work ethic coming in, bro. Like, I remember, you know, you obviously big name. Obviously, we knew each other in high school before you even came to Auburn. Yeah. With you coming in, bro, like adding that kind of talent to the room, you just elevated everybody in the room. And the one thing I always admired about you, though, bro, is like, even with all the physical attributes that you have, all the hype that you had, like, you were always one of, if not the hardest worker. And so, like, that always showed in the way that you prepared, in the way that you showed up every day. And it's no surprise that's why you are where you are today.
That's love, man. I appreciate that, gang.
Yes, sir. No, for real. And so just continuing on, bro, just obviously, like I said, getting to Auburn, playing early, establishing yourself, like, what was the moment where it was kind of like, wow, like, I'm at Auburn, or like a welcome to the SEC kind of moment for you?
Welcome to the SEC, too. I got one on the field and off the field. starting off the field, bro, it's just the love from the community. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even just being in Auburn. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you going to the store or whatever, and people showing you love, but like just going, catching flights, bro. Even still to this day, some folks recognize me. I hear War Eagle, or is, you know what I'm saying, during training camp, at a game, you hear War Eagles come from the stand, bro. So it's always love, bro. That's because, you know, you hear about the Auburn family during the recruiting process, and it can sound like it's a recruiting pitch, but like to experience it, bro, it's always love for, you know, for the Auburn fam. But they're on the field, but it's man, bro, freshman year, we playing UGA. I came off the edge on a blitz. D Swift, boom, hit me with a spin move. I'm like, oh my lord, that's what that was my welcome to the SEC moment for sure.
And nah, I for remember sure. That show. Was that the one that you took like a little quick knee? Like on the
bro.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm thinking I got me a TFL. No, sir.
No, sir. Yeah, no, he was crazy though. That's definitely a welcome to SEC moment for sure. And just continuing on though, for sure. Obviously you being only the fourth multi-team captain in Auburn history, like out of every year that Auburn's been the thing, football, great tradition. You were only the fourth two-time captain in Auburn's history. So just walk me through what you learned being a leader and how that's kind of carried you on to the next level.
Yeah, man. I think, in my opinion, you almost got to, in order to be a good leader, you got to be a good follower as well, too. You know, because we had a whole bunch of great captains that came before me. I kind of try to cherry pick off of them, see the things that worked for them. Because, you know, obviously, you not being a captain, you hear the chat around the team, like, oh, he calling a team meeting again. Oh, he always loved talking, or oh, he always doing something with the cameras around. So I kind of like to just pick off of, you know, the guys who came before me, saw the things that worked, saw how my teammates responded and stuff, and just applied it to my leadership style. And also, it's like a, you know, not trying to debo everybody, like, you know, you got to know your personnel, right? Like how some people respond to is certain people you got to pull to the side, talk to them one-on-one. Certain people you got to chew them out right then and there, like call them out in front of the team, you know what I mean? So, yeah, bro, I feel like you got to just be able to adapt to, you know, your teammates when it comes to leadership. And, I appreciate y'all boys, man, voting me twice, bro. It was a huge honor. I just showed up every day, try to go as hard as I can, bro. And for y'all to show me that respect, it's always love.
Absolutely, no, for sure. You earned that for sure. And just obviously, you know, being a captain with you in 21, I know some things that I would go back and change. And so I'm curious to hear your perspective as a fellow captain, one of my fellow captains from that year.
Yeah.
And I, honestly, either year, because both years were kind of disappointing. So
yeah,
if you could go back, what is one thing you would change?
Man, I wish one thing that we would have preached more was just a buy-in, bro. Because, you know, it kind of felt like it was the team divided at certain points, bro. Like some folks not rocking with the, you know, the leadership as far as like, you know, the head coach room or whatever. And some folks is buying in, bro. But like, I feel like we all should have just came together. Like, look, bro, it's at the end of the day, it's us between them white lines. You know what I'm saying? Play for your brother next to you. It don't matter what they got going on up there. Like, let's make the best of this situation. You see what I'm saying? So I wish I would have been more vocal, you know, when it came to that. But that's all I can think of right now. Yeah,
well, I'm right there with you, bro. Because I feel you though, because it's like, man, like I feel like I did what I needed to do, what I should have did, but it's like I could have felt like I could have did a lot more. Like
exactly, bro.
And now that I look back on it, it's like, dang, if I would have just did this, if I would have said that, maybe things would have been different. So I don't know, or if I'm just by myself on that.
Nah, I'm right there with you, bro. Cause we had so much talent on that team, bro. And we could have took it as far as we wanted to. We was in a lot of games, you see what I'm saying? But I feel like just the enemy was in the room when it came to us. That's what I feel like. Yeah,
for sure. And so obviously this being a new era in college football, right? Kind of walk me through what it's like. Obviously a lot of new guys coming in and out of the lineup, of the roster. Roster's changing. Yeah. What is it like going through like rosters changing like that? And then also walk me through a coaching change.
Oh, you talking about with Lee? Every day, bro, it's competition. You got to put your best foot forward. Specifically, yo, the locker right next to me, bro, I've seen three different people in there over the last 4 years now. It's a revolving door in this league, bro. You got to put your best foot forward every single day. And as far as, like, the regime change, bro, we went through three of those in college. You know what I'm saying? So I've kind of me personally, I actually had three different head coaches in high school, too. So that's something I've kind of been, you know, accustomed to over the years. So, man, it's really just – kind of like we said, like what we should have did, man, just having make sure everybody buys in, bro. Right now, one thing that I noticed that we're doing, like the camaraderie off the field, we've been building that a lot, man. We've been doing this thing called one slide. And it's basically you kind of got like 3 minutes to kind of just tell the team who what you about. You know what I'm saying? You could put like, you know, however many pictures you want on the board, just kind of give them a scope into your life. You know, what's your why? And I told the guys the other day, man, like just being able to hear everybody's stories and it kind of make you want to go harder. You know what I'm saying? For your brother. You see what I'm saying? And make everybody feel closer. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, bro, I think, man, I like what we've seen so far. You know, we just got Jeremiah Love with that first round pick. I just seen, bro, in the locker room right now, bro. But I think we're getting ready to have a good year.
No, that's awesome, bro. And that sounds like something Josh put together, that one slide.
Yeah,
my boy Josh, man. I remember him from when I was
I forgot you. Yeah,
for sure. Just continue with the NFL, man. Obviously, you going into year four, right?
Yeah.
So it just kind of walked me through that pre-draft process leading up to that. What was that like? What did you learn? Obviously, training harder than you ever trained before. And then any kind of crazy pre-draft stories. Like I know people don't really get the behind the scenes of that pre-draft process, and those meetings get kind of crazy. So did you get any crazy questions from any GMs, coaches, or anything like that?
Nah, as far as questions, I didn't get any, like, you know, super crazy off the wall questions. You know, and my record was pretty clean too, so nobody was chewing me out. I think maybe it's like, as far as questions go, I had the goofy one, like, I think it was like, how many basketballs can you fit in a school bus or something like that? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I think as far as like weird experiences, bro, and everybody went through it. That was at the combine, bro. When you got to go through medical, bro, you like legit in the hospital for about like anywhere from seven to nine hours. It was crazy. Then on top of that, on the flight back, the flight got delayed. You know what I'm saying? So we in the airport waiting for the extra 2 hours to board. And then they're like, yeah, we actually going to put y'all on the flight in the morning. You know what I mean? So that was a weird little experience right there. But I low-key feel like they kind of manufactured that to see how the guys would respond to it. No. You know what I mean? But, man, other than that, bro, pre-draft, it was cool, bro. I did my training out in Proactive out in L.A. Man, great spot, man. I almost did it. Do the combine. I'll tell this story right here because my combine prep and all that was good. The 40 was a big thing for me. I wanted to go out there and go crazy, but I think it was that Sunday before we flew out, I strained my oblique. So in my head, bro, I'm talking to my agent and stuff, like, bro, I don't think I'm gonna be able to do it. I might have to wait till pro day and all that. So I had to fight through that little adversity right there. So I ended up just thugging it out that day we ran. So I ran that 4.3 off of straight adrenaline. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, that was a time.
Yeah, no, for sure. You did that for sure. I always had a crazy kind of ability, man.
Facts.
Like, I just remember like us being weight training partners back in like 2019 or 2021, one of them years. And, love. And like, man, this man used to put like 385, 405 on the bar, benching and stuff. And we like, what's going on,
bro,
man?
Like, I got a video of me. I think I hit 435 on max out day. And you in the background like, yeah. It's crazy.
Man, blow my mind, dog. Because it's like, bro. Y'all got to really understand, like, what we do in real time and real person. And so, special player, but even special person. And so, before I let you get up out of here, brother, just wrapping it up. How would you like to be remembered at Auburn? Like, when it's all said and done, like, forget about the stats, forget about the accolades and anything like that. Like, how do you want to be remembered?
Man, just someone who really cared for Auburn, who every single day I stepped in that building, bro, I went as hard as I could. I poured everything out on the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, it almost to my detriment, almost, man. Like, I remember, man, junior year when I went down, man, I had jacked my ankle up, man, every week, man. When I should have just sat down and waited, bro, you know, to kind of heal up. It's like my first year being named captain and all that too. Like, I ain't want to abandon y'all boys, bro. So I was out there every day trying to, you know what I'm saying, test it out, trying to push myself, but I pushed myself a little too hard, ended up jacking up my ankle more, you know what I mean? Which is kind of what extended my, you know, the time I didn't play my junior year. But man, I feel like that's just the type of person I am, bro. I didn't want to be, you know, selfish and not be out there with you guys. I wanted to do everything I could to be out there with y'all, you know what I mean? So, man, if anybody just remember anything about me, bro, just know I gave Auburn my all. You know what I'm saying? I would say that.
No, for sure. I can definitely back that up for sure. And I definitely remember that you talk about went down in that Penn State game. The game you tried to come back was Ole Miss, I believe.
Yeah.
And so, I remember it like it was yesterday. And so everything you were doing, trying to get back, wearing that bulky, fat ankle brace, that man had on like a robot boot.
Man, messing the swag all up, bro.
Yeah, no, man. appreciate you, dog, for coming on, man, taking the time for real, man.
Long as death.
Yes, sir. It's all about real conversations and stories and perspective. And so if y'all enjoyed this episode, man, make sure you like, share, subscribe, and keep supporting, because more is coming soon for sure. This is Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from people who really lived it. We'll catch y'all on the next one. And as always, War Eagle.
War down.